Emergency Coordination Center.
Yeah, Dan, Joel Axire here.
Hey, Dan.
Just checking in here. The helicopter team is back. We just landed at the airport a couple minutes ago, and our rescue truck is on its way back to it. It'll be a little while yet.
Okay, sorry. Which one is this for? We've just had a million open.
Oh, okay. This was the Norrish Creek vehicle over a cliff.
Okay, the mission. The mission one?
A mission, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Just give me... And it's Dan, right?
Yeah, Dan McCullough.
Okay. And you're Chilliwack?
Yeah. We flew down there. We got on scene, talked to them, and found out that both subjects were deceased. So.
Right.
And the RCMP dog and pony show is in full swing, so they'll be there. Probably won't be taking that body out till tomorrow. The body's out till tomorrow.
Okay, so is the vehicle being left there then?
Oh, yeah, it's down. It's probably 150, 200 feet down a cliff. The RCMP aren't going to get to it. The coroner aren't going to get to it. But they all have to come. The accident investigation team has to come and look over the cliff. The coroner has to come and look over the cliff, and then they'll go, oh, we can't go there. And, but by that time, it'll be dark, and we won't be able to do anything. So we're back home.
Okay, so I'm just going to say the vehicle will be left until tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be... They may get a tow truck up there to do it. I don't know. I'm guessing that the bodies, though, unless they pull the whole truck with the bodies in it up, that's a possibility, too. But, yeah, that's... Mission will have to update you on that one, because they're... So they'll... Once the coroner gets there, they'll sort it all out.
So Chilliwack,
We flew up there, found out we weren't needed for HETS, and they were going to be too long. The helicopter's going to have to be grounded before they're going to be ready to move anybody. So
okay, so what time are you guys complete then?
Well, I'll tell you what, how about if I give you a call when our truck's back here? I'm not sure where it is. It's somewhere out on the highway right now coming back.
And you'll let me know number of people then, too?
Sure, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Sam.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Emergency Coordination Center.
And returning the page.
Yeah. Just got off the phone with Dan from Chilliwack.
Yep.
He says the vehicle's going to be left until tomorrow because it's too far down and running out of daylight.
Yep.
The coroner's not there yet, and they have to wait for that, and they're going to poke their head over the embankment and go, oh, yeah, can't get it till tomorrow.
Okay.
So they're all done, but they're not back at the hall, and he's going to call then, and I'm guessing you don't
That's fine, and do we know if they're going to go back out tomorrow, or that's what they're just guessing, I guess? Yeah,
I guess. Yeah. He's thinking they're going to have to lift the whole vehicle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
But cross.
That'll be Andrew's problem. He's on call tomorrow.
Cross that bridge when you get to it, I guess.
Perfect.
Do you need to know when Chilliwack is back?
No, I'm good. And I guess that just leaves Swanage, so.
I'm putting no further updates then.
No, they just called in. No, they just called in shortly. They called a while ago, so.
Well, I'm going to erase the board because your district is taking up all the room.
Well, yeah, we'll get rid of that then, and I'm sure there'll be more.
Let's hope not.
It's a sunny Sunday.
I know.
If it didn't happen during the day, it'll happen at the evening now.
I know. Crazy,
people
hey?
People are home for dinner. Yeah, that's cool.
It's predictable, though.
Yep, that time of year.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.